Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 75, Your Writing Platform. What fascinates, captivates, and energizes you? If you're writing nonfiction, you're probably trying to zero in on a category or topic that you'd like to write about and be known for. You're trying to find your focus. If you haven't already been exploring the possibilities by writing blog posts or articles, you've probably had some inkling. If not, look for clues. When you're leafing through a magazine, what articles catch your eye? What do you rip out and stick in a folder? When you're skimming your Twitter or Facebook feed, what do you retweet or share? What do you save to Pocket or Evernote? What topics fascinate, captivate, or energize you? Make a list of those fascinating, captivating, energizing topics, the ones you return to again and again. Once you've identified those topics or categories, you have some choices. For example, you can identify a common thread that ties them together and see if you can create an umbrella under which they can fall. Lifestyle bloggers do this, where under that umbrella, they have categories on their website. You know, buttons or tabs to click on for things like travel, health, style, and photography. A mom blogger umbrella might have these for recipes, crafts, money-saving tips, and organization. It all depends on the things that you love and want to write about, the things that fascinate, captivate, and energize you. Well, a couple of things may help you at this point. First, as much as possible, consider narrowing down, or niching down, as they say, to stand out in a crowded online world. I mean, you could try to enter the lifestyle blogger world, but by narrowing, you're going to make it easier for people to find you and your focused topic. You can narrow by the audience or the reader that you find yourself drawn to, or the readers drawn to you already if you're out there writing now. Or you can narrow the topic to a subtopic and focus on that. For example, instead of travel, which is kind of a big crowded category, maybe you focus on frugal travel tips. That's narrowing the kind of travel, but even that's kind of a big category. How about frugal travel tips for young families? So that's narrowing to the target audience. And you can mix and match given who you are and what you're drawn to and the people you want to reach. Maybe you want to offer frugal travel tips for big families, or frugal travel tips for retirees or singles. Or maybe you want to focus on camping for big families. You see how you can narrow the topic and the audience or reader? That's niching down. To illustrate how this will work to your advantage as a blogger or writer, consider this. If I want to find an article about frugal camping tips for big families, am I going to be more inclined to dig into a lifestyle blogger's website that has high-end photography tips, craft beer recommendations, as well as 3 or 4 camping articles under their broad travel category? Or am I going to spend some time digging into all the resources I find at a blog that's offering all kinds of camping tips for big families? Chances are, I'm going to bookmark that second website and return to it. I'm going to pin their stuff on Pinterest and share it on Twitter. And that's the power of narrowing or niching down. The people who need that specific information, and the people who care about a certain subject or who are captivated by certain types of stories, will come to you, the one writing exclusively about it. A frustration I've heard is that this narrowing feels constraining to some writers. It's like I'm asking you to be a bookseller crammed into a tiny rented space squeezed in next to a barber shop with barely enough room to sell just one category of books, like mysteries, but you do it. You're fascinated with mysteries, so you limit yourself, and you get to know mysteries really well, and you put them on the shelves that line your tiny space. But you're fascinated and captivated by all kinds of books. You don't want to be limited to mysteries. Your desire is to offer every kind of book under the sun, and you want to take over the abandoned Borders bookstore down the road and fill every shelf. You want to sell all the books. As a writer, in this analogy, you want to write all the things. You don't want to narrow your writing to just a few things or just one thing. Listen, you can write lots of things, but maybe you won't write all the things at your blog. You can write caregiving articles for magazines and submit short stories to literary journals, but then at your blog, Depending on the kind of writing you do, you can specialize to find readers who are fascinated, captivated, and energized by one of the same things you are. Now back to that analogy. If I'm a reader and I want to find some great mysteries, I'll probably go to that little bookstore squeezed in next to the barbershop, because that bookseller knows everything there is to know about mysteries. He's going to introduce me to some old mystery writer I didn't even know about, as well as a new author just released by an indie publisher. Whereas the giant bookstore, offering all the things, probably has nothing more than a little section marked mysteries, and the person on staff points me in that general direction. I'll browse the shelves, but the selection is limited, and no one will talk excitedly about mysteries with me, and there's nothing in that giant space I couldn't have probably found on my own. So, consider what you can offer readers if you narrow your focus and your categories. You'll be the person to talk excitedly about your topic with the reader who finds you. You'll offer incredible resources, pointing to ideas and books and stories and solutions you never would have had time to dig for if you were writing about five big categories all at once. Be the little bookseller next to the barbershop, and the people who need you will find you, because there's no one else in town providing the depth of what you're offering. You don't have to write about everything in the whole world for everyone in the whole world. There's freedom in that for you as a writer and blogger, and gifts in that for the reader who finds you and builds a relationship with you. Those readers get to know you for one main topic. They grow to really like you and your style and turn to you as a trusted resource. So let's say you found a little place to rent squeezed in next to the barbershop downtown. Of all the things that fascinate, captivate, and energize you, what are you going to settle on? What's your specialty? What are you going to set on those shelves? In the next episode, we'll try out one practical way to confirm you've landed on the right topic for you, the right specialty. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.